someone against us then changes his mind, and then our opponents use language unkind.
Ralph.
No matter which way he decides, there's a fight.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. Time for another edition of Sports in Focus with Adam Walsky. And Adam, better watch out. He's about to get thrown off the show by the umpire.
October is one of the best months of the sports calendar. It's dominated by baseball's postseason. I'm always interested to see which umpires are selected to work postseason series. Major League Baseball says it strives to give postseason assignments to its most deserving umpires. But that's a rather ambiguous term. What constitutes deserving of a playoff or World Series assignment? In the last few years, baseball has enhanced its use of replay, including a challenge system to improve umpiring. There's also a more complex computerized way baseball tracks ball and strike calls. Presumably, the best ball and strike umpires and those who have had the fewest calls overturned on replay merit a postseason assignment. But last year, that was not the case. Baseball also points to an umpire's experience level and a number of other administrative factors as receiving consideration. And that last one troubles me. If my team loses a playoff game or a series because an undeserving umpire got the assignment based on ambiguous criteria, I wouldn't be happy. Neither would any fan. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Walsky. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. Speaking of baseball, yes, the postseason is just about here. And do you remember the name Steve Bartman? If you're a Chicago Cubs fan, even though the Cubs are back in the playoffs and have had a tremendous year, Steve Bartman is a name that just gets in your brain and it eats and eats away. And it's one of those things that you'll never, ever forget. All right. Bartman was made out to be quite a villain back in 2003. If you remember what happened, it was a playoff game against the Florida Marlins. It was in the National League playoffs. Fly ball hit to left field, Marlins mounting a rally, and all of a sudden, Cubs left fielder Moises Alou comes over to make a catch. All of a sudden, Steve Bartman leans over the wall down the left field line and knocks the ball away, and Alou cannot make the catch. The Marlins go on to win the game, win the series, and the Cubs continued with their eternal heartbreak. And he was vilified. I mean, he had death threats. He had to be escorted from Wrigley Field. And life was not sweet for Steve Bartman for quite a long time. But maybe even Steve Bartman can be forgiven, which leads us to our story. Bartman made out to be quite a villain in 2003. He could have a chance at redemption with the playoff-bound Chicago Cubs. A fellow fan has started a GoFundMe account with a goal of $5,000 in the hopes of sending Bartman to the National League wild card game against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here's what the page says. Lifelong Cubs fan wants to make amends for 2003. Let's make it happen. First, we need to find him to get him to the big game. If anyone knows where he is at, tell him we are looking for him. The money would pay for his expenses, including his ticket, hotel room, flights, and a little spending money. If he cannot be found by the time of the game, all the proceeds will be donated to the Alzheimer's Association. That is a very nice thing there at the end, because who knows if he wants to be found or not. If you were Steve Bartman, would you want to go to the game? Can you imagine if Bartman says, okay, go ahead, send me to the game, and if he somehow sits close to the field, and if somehow it were to happen again? I mean, this guy's life was essentially ruined. I know it's only baseball, and it is ridiculous to even say that. But this guy, like I said, endured death threats and was hated by an entire city. But it just goes to show there are certain people who, especially in sports, whose names have gone down in history. And usually it's not fans. But this guy, quite a goat. Now, you really can't trace an entire series back to one play. And if you remember that play, he wasn't the only one reaching for the ball in Wrigley Field, as in many stadiums that are now currently built, even though Wrigley Field was built over 100 years ago. The left field stands are literally adjacent to the left field foul line, so you are essentially almost in play, and there were at least five or six people that reached over to try to grab this ball, and he happened to be the one, and he had, if I remember correctly, he had headphones on. He must have been listening to the play-by-play of the game and a bunch of people, and it just happened to hit his hand, and he sat down, and all of a sudden everybody started screaming at him and booing at him, even the people next to him who were also reaching for the ball. GoFundMe. That is quite interesting. You can go on GoFundMe and find almost anything, and if you want to give to it, you can. GoFundMe has also been used for some very serious and very necessary things in recent memory. In New Jersey, a high school quarterback by the name of Evan Murray died after suffering a hit in a football game a couple of weeks back, and a GoFundMe account was started to pay for his funeral expenses. And they were looking to raise $50,000, and they did within, I think, a matter of 15 or 20 hours. So GoFundMe has become a very interesting tool and a very necessary tool to raise money and also raise awareness for some really worthwhile causes. You can go on GoFundMe and you can see some crazy things as well. You know, an inventor who's come up with this razzin-fratzin machine and he needs to get it manufactured, or help me pay for my music video and things like that. And for whatever reason, people give to that as well. And you've got to wonder what the makeup is of someone who would go on to GoFundMe and donate to something like that. Hi, my name is Stan, and I wrote my own song, and I want to produce a music video, so can you please donate? And you'll see that there are people that have donated to these things. The Bartman thing, though, here just kind of brings GoFundMe to the light once again, but there are many, many things on there, and a lot of charitable things, too, so it's a very worthwhile cause. But back to Bartman in Chicago. This is really interesting. If this guy really does want to show himself. And the Cubs won over 90 games, and usually that's good enough to win your division. The trouble is, the National League Central has three of the best teams in baseball this year in it. The Chicago Cubs, who finished third in the division. The Pittsburgh Pirates, who won in the high 90s, they finished second. And the St. Louis Cardinals, who won over 100 games in the regular season, they finished first. So you have the second-place Pirates playing the third-place Cubs, and it all comes down to one game. And for baseball, that's a big difference because it's usually either a five-game series or a seven-game series. So it all comes down to just nine very quick innings. We don't need him suffering any more psychological damage because he really did, supposedly, the first time, he had to go into hiding. Yes, he was in an undisclosed location because the guy was threatened. And it really goes to show we really take this sports stuff incredibly seriously, do we not? Yes, my team is in the playoffs. My New York Mets won the National League Eastern Division this year. Will I get upset if they lose? Yes. Will I take it out on an individual? Maybe. I don't know. We'll have to see. Anyway. All right. Let's turn our attention to business, America's business. A lot of times we worry about our own business. What about when it comes time to worry about the business of our parents, of the elderly? When you get old, it's very difficult to not only maintain your health, but to maintain your own financial health on your own. And that is what Ted is talking about this week. Here is America's Business with Ted David.
Ed, when I was an anchor at CNBC, the most important thing to me was making sure our viewers didn't get ripped off, especially our older viewers. And as our parents get older, we owe it to them to keep an eye on their affairs and make sure they never get ripped off. But unfortunately for many seniors, they've lost thousands of dollars to unscrupulous strangers. Scams that take advantage of the elderly are all too common. In the new cover story out this month, the folks at Consumer Reports take an in-depth look at how these fraudsters are targeting elderly victims around the country, detailing the stories of individual victims, as well as outlining steps that can help consumers protect themselves and their loved ones against this kind of fraud. Some quick tips for seniors and their family members that can help combat elder scams include these. First of all, stop robocalls. A whitelist call blocker device that blocks numbers that aren't programmed into it can be useful. If someone from an unknown number calls, don't press to connect to a representative, just hang up. Number two, have someone help pay the bills. Create a shared bank account with a trusted friend or family member and arrange to transfer only enough funds every month to pay off bills and not, say, $10,000 to help that someone in Costa Rica who's claiming your nephew is in prison and needs bail money, you know what I mean? And finally, set up an emergency plan. Temporary hospitalization or permanent incapacity are just two reasons someone may not be able to control his or her own finances. So give power of attorney to someone trusted and financially secure. that power of attorney document can be drawn up with limits, such as assigning a relative or friend to monitor the person with power of attorney. For more information and resources you can use to fight elder scams, check out Consumer Reports' cover story, Lies, Secrets, and Scams, How to Prevent Elder Abuse. That's America's Business. I'm Ted David. Ed, back to you.
Thanks, Ted. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.